They're holding him responsible. He says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says that the case where she makes a neder not to eat peiros, and we said the case was that she made the neder and he was mekayim. And Rabbi Yehuda says that you have to give a get, give a ksuva. Gavish lotitam the kimta benodre he mekayim who. We said the case was nodre he and kayim who. And on that, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Come, Rabbi Yehuda, you're mechad yikayim, you're simikayim, you're simitin suva." Okay. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda also agrees to the idea of who knows sin at the mention of.
How does the Rashi read more alma who knows sin or nidru or nidru?
We said the case of Mishnah was a case of Nodrahi v'kayim hu. And therefore, if Rabbi Yossi says in that case that she has, gets a ksuva, means you're holding him responsible. So that's the hu noisin. That's what Mora refers to that as hu noisin. So the Gemara. Vesavar Rabbi Yossi. Right. So it's the end of the fifth line before the bottom of the omid. Some verses. The sub Rabbi Yosi ba'niyos shlonos nekitzva. So we're saying that the Rabbi Yosi says in a case, the case was that she made the netter, he was mekayim it, and we say it's his responsibility. He has to pay a ksuva. That means that the Baal theoretically had the ability to be Mefer and Netter. Now, the more is going to go into the discussion of what type of the Dorin or that a woman makes, does the Baal have a power of being Mefer in the Dorin? So the Pasuk says clearly, says, La'anus Nafesh. There are the dorim, which a woman made, which will act as a form of eating nefesh, that the husband has a power of hafora. There's also another type of din of ben. It says ben ish leishtoy, and the dorim which would affect they're not necessarily eating nefesh. But they're going to affect the relationship between him and her. It's either one of those, the husband has power to be mefer. But we have to define what inner nefesh is. The pasuk says lanos nefesh. Lanos nefesh, does that mean? What does that mean? Raminu. El devarim shabal mefer. So the Mishnah says in the Dorim that this is the categories of types of the Dorim that the husband has the power to be mefer. So something which would be some element of impact on the person, negative impact on the person. They're being ma'ana themselves. They're afflicting themselves. Im erchatz, im loy erchatz, im eskashet, im loy eskashet. So the Tanakhama says if a woman makes a nether in regards to rechitza, that's considered inner nefesh. So what's the double lashon over here? So it can be done in the form of a neder or the form of a shua. So shua is the woman would be nishba that she's not going to be roichet. Neder is rechitz is an action. So you can't make a neder. Neder in the dorm are not made in action. So the dorm could go one of two ways. Either the person could make a neder hanoas rechitza is a surah lie. So he's asking the hanoah of the rechitza. So that's not the action, but the doesn't have to be a physical item. It means the benefit or the pleasure. Or a person can make it with a tonight. That this item is usur on me. If I'm roichets, so either one of those would be a way to make a neder. But the lashon is imerichats, and him is kashet, him lo is kashet. So lo is kasher is a loshen of mashua. Im is kasher to be a loshen of neder. So either one, the husband has the power of hafora in regards to rechitza, in regards to kishut. Amr b'yosi ain't able to do inu nefesh. That's not inu nefesh. When the pasuk says inu nefesh, it means, it doesn't mean removing the pleasures, but it means affecting the basics. So, basar and yayin, the big day, so she won't wear normal clothing. So that's mamash abizoyin. But rechitza and kishud are like a icing on top. Okay, so. But our Mishnah is talking about a case of her not making a netter, not to use a certain place, not to maybe his kasher. And we're saying the husband now should have been mefer, and since he wasn't mefer, it's his fault, and therefore he has to be the ksuba when he divorces her. He couldn't be mefer according to Rabbi Yossi. So the more answers, how come
those are because those are considered not necessary.
Another question is necessary. It's the question of is it considered inui, right? When it says, the passage says la anus nofesh, we say that those are considered element of inui to the nefesh, of the lack of them. So a woman dressed differently than everybody else, that's quite a, everybody else is dressed and look normal. She's dressed in this like coarse clothing.
Yeah.
So that's the inu nefesh. But
the word in the Gemara is tzivoni.
Colored.
Colored.
Right.
But it seems you're speaking of coarse versus finer cloth.
And it's not so much the value of the cloth. The point is that those like extremely plain clothing as opposed to the normal things women would wear. Some more answers. So the issue here is not the idea of kishut. The issue is there are certain types of cosmetics which are used to facilitate relations between the husband and wife. And so the question of eating nefesh, but the question, there's a new category of being made for things which are ben ola beno, because it says ben ish liishtoi. Okay, and Mora says, and she made this netter, and the husband did not respond. It means he's accepting that netter, and now he says he doesn't like it. So fine, you have to be. He has to be a ksuba. Mora says, "Honich lemandomer devarim shebeno lebeno habal mefer. Al lemandomer ein habal mefer ma'ikel lememer. That which you're throwing out. Well, since it's beno lebeno, therefore the husband had a power of afora above and beyond the issues of inu nefesh. Well, that's not so simple. That's a machlokes. So this pshat that you said works according to the opinion that the husband has the power to do that, and then if he chose not to, he's culpable. If he had no power to do that, it's her culpability. So why should she get a ksuba? What's his machlokes? The itmar, the ramesh beno lebeno. Okay. That this rights to the husband to Mefer don't apply to the Ben Arm Shabbat Lamino. Okay. Then he says, Shaloi Matsino Shuol Shemes Ba'ofer Pir. So it's an idiom that just like the fox doesn't. He knows the dirt around his lair. He knows how to go in a way that's not going to damage him. So the issues over here, specifically of the Vorm Shinola Minoa, of the we asking the woman to remove a certain hair. The husband is it doesn't affect him as significantly as we would assume. So therefore, it's not a problem. Okay. Versus Hakama and Skin, El Hakama and Skin, going to Talinu, the Kishutea, Betasha Shamita. The Omra, Ye Osir Hanos, Tashmishko, Alai, Imis Kashi. So she basically says if she wears cosmetics, if she puts on her these things to make, so she'll become also pratashmas to the husband. So now that's everybody agrees that that's the type of derem minhag l'minhag which is going to affect him, and therefore it's he would have a right to be mefer. Okay. And the phraseology which we chose goes along the lines of what Rav Kahana said. The Rav Kahana has Hanos Tashmishi Olecho Kaifo Mishamashtoi. If she or he, as a matter of fact, would say, I'm answering my Hanos Tashmish on you, they have no power to do that because they're Meshubit. So therefore, the husband, if she would say that, the husband has a right to say to force her to have regular relations. The netter is not chal. She's meshubit. Okay. Hanos tashmish cholai. So she says that yeah, but I can't have the pleasure of having tashmish. Your tashmish is also on me. So she has no shibud on that. Well, but practically, it's not possible to have tashmish without her having the pleasure. You say yafer now he has to be made for the fish emechil lo adam dabur ha'asher loy. So she has the power to answer the hanoah of the tashmish of the husband upon herself, because then she would end up being. She has no shibud to get benefit from the tashmish. That's not part of her shibud. There's a practical issue. She can't have tashmish now, so the husband has to be mefer. So when she says that the hanoah of the husband's tashmish is also in her, if she's miskashet, she has the power to do that. The Mora says, so why does he have to be mefer? Below tiskashet, below tiyoser, just make sure that she's not miskashet, and then she won't be yoser. The Mora says, "Imkain korla manuvelis," but eventually, if she's not miskashet, she'll end up looking ugly, repulsive. So Mora says, "Okay, v'tiskashet, v'tiyoser," so. Let her be miskashet, she'll become usher. And we said before that the shear for the waiting for the time of the tashmish is 1 week or 2 weeks. Why is the Mishnah says la'alter? Either be shamash te shabbosis, either be silo shabbos achas. Some more answers like this. Hani mili hechad odra ihu. So the case of Beisham and Beisila was a case where he made the netter. So he answered having tashish with her. So she is willing to stay with the husband. The suver she thinks mirsach rosach ibuye v'hashem mersiv daite. He got upset. He made the netter. But eventually he'll calm down and he'll go find a pastor for the netter, be mount to the netter, and life will go back to normal. So therefore, she says she's willing to wait the 1 week or the 2 weeks. And that's we wait. She made the netter. And the husband's response was, he says, yeah, gebaldik, wonderful. So sovereign mid ishtik, mister who the son-in-law. That's not to come from anger. That comes from a deep hatred, a deep disinterest. So he's responsible because he could have been made for the netter. The reason why that this is a grounds for divorce, well, she made the netter, is because she made the netter. But what he gave back to her, the way he was listening to Mishnah was by giving a message of a dislike to the point that she's no interest, she would not want to stay in that marriage anymore. That's the message he's giving across. And therefore, he's responsible. And I'll have to be much and give a ksuba.
So, does that leave a method by which he does not have to pay the kasura?
No.
Yeah.
According to our Mishnah, he has to pay the kasura.
Regardless.
Well, he had a choice. He could have been made for.
He could have been made.
Right, yeah. But once he chose not to. The, so let's just finish off the mission with the Rashi afterwards. So he says that not being miskashed by Ashiras is 30 days. But Benias is if they don't, if it's limitless. The word says that, you know, obviously at some point in time that's going to be, that's equivalent to being, you know, certain amount of time is not realistic anymore.
Where are you?
No, we're in the Gemara. Vekama kitzva. So how long is the kitzva? Omer b'hudar m'shmol yud beis kodesh. See, even the mitzvah says lo nosen kitzva. If it went past the 12 months, that's considered too long, and that's already called like, it's like endless. Rabbi b'rechonim b'rechonim eser shonim. Rav chistam ravimi regel. If it's going to pass by one of the Yom Tovim, that's already too long. Because everybody gets dressed up for the regal, and they also perfume themselves. Why is 30 days the time limit? So the types of their boysim, the different things they had, was able to leave some type of residue of a smell for 30 days. So she just perfumed herself when she married another, so she still would have, that it wouldn't be considered an evil to her in some way that she's acting in a way which is beneath her dignity for 30 days because the smell would remain. They apparently had very strong see Rashi. Alma Baal Motzi Mefer. Yeah. Rashi, Alma Baal Motzi Mefer. Nidre Kishut. The husband has the power to Mefer in the dorm that she, in regards to whether she's going to be miskashed or not. We see Mirakonis Lake Suba al Shikimoi because we're saying he has to be the Ksuba by the fact he chose not to be Mefer, means he had an option of being Mefer. So Mori asked the Kasher from the Mishnah in the dorm. It says, Imercha Tim Layerchit. So in the dorm, Afarash Law, the Mori in the dorm explains the case like this. Either the Omra Teosra Hanos Rechitza Olai, Imerchats. So if she's roichet, she now becomes usher in doing a rechitza. With shua shleirchets or shua that she won't be roichet. V'cheni miskashet teosur hanos kishur alai. Imi b'somim miskashet at zman poni. If I'm miskashet b'somim, I become usher with kishur. So she ends up practically not being able to be miskashet because ma'anasha. If she's miskashet, she's also in kishut. If she's not miskashet, she's not miskashet. So either way, she ends up not being able to miskashet. Im lo yiskashet, or is a shua shlo yiskashet, or a shua that I won't be miskashet. It has to be something which is a real inui. So what's a real inui? Boser, yayin, bidei sevayin, genai bizoin hu lo. So that would be a real bizoin for her. The wear the not big tzibon, everybody else wears it. So that would cause her to be miskana to the husband, etc. That's in nefesh. Hacham eskidim kishut the masis in the hacha, referring to kishut, talking very specific kishut. The Rambam Shabbat 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 cream which removes the hair of the private area, and she's making them not to do that. So that's going to affect their ability to have tashrish. More says that's not that's machloikis. Rav Rahava says that's not a valid issue because to be made for the neder, because the ishul doesn't die every pier. The offer chor shugodosham, he doesn't die and get buried in the dirt of the den that he grew up in. So the point of the idiom is something a person that a being is used to, animal person is used to, they can be careful. Pir is kama pir the kavri, which means a guma, it's a pit. So they tied it together. Shemachi motzi mefer. So the husband has a power of a four. If she's miskashet, so then the hanos tashmish will be osur, and that's clearly something which affects him. So therefore, he can be made for. If he says my hanos, if she says my hanos, that my tashmish is osur on the husband. She has no power to do that. But she can make him usher on her. She's the one who's usher. She says, "Hanos tashmisha aleha." She's ushering the hanos of the husband on herself. The tzarich ulaha for there, the husband has to be made for. Because otherwise, they can't have tashmish because he's giving her something which is usher to her. So on that, Misha says, if she would tie that into kishut, so there the husband could be made for. Versus if that's the case, well, tiskashat l'teosu l'grashi, l'vriyosi kimen the omer ein elo nidri in a nefesh. It's not in a nefesh. The not being miskashat is not in a nefesh. So that's not the issue. The issue is the tashmish. Okay, so don't be miskashat. Heich yochel hofer. But what about the tashmish? So the answer is lo tiskasha, lo tiyosu. The tashmish it's not problematic as long as he's not miskashin. So don't be miskashin. The more says, even can't curl him in novellas. If she does that for a period of time, the people are going to look at her that she's repulsive. And mechimavazu, when they do that to her and they insult her, miskashta, she will be miskashin. Ishkacha the neder is a oisra lov. Come with the neder. That's going to happen eventually. In the of the neder will take effect, and the tashers will be oser. So I mean, this neder is ostering her and him. So that now goes into the category of the dvarim shvina l'mino that the husband has the power to be made for. Okay, let's hold the Rashi's and we'll pick up this Rashi tomorrow.